President Trump campaigned on a promise to end the EV mandate. Now, Congress is debating how to stop subsidizing EV sales. As often happens, the House and Senate have differing approaches. The Senate proposes halting the $7,500 tax credit on new EV sales and leases 180 days after the bill is signed. The House version ends the EV subsidy at the end of the year, except for manufacturers that have sold fewer than 200,000 EVs and plug-in hybrids in the U.S. The House's cap knocks out the big U.S. automakers and would even create a scenario in which the Honda and Acura versions of electric crossovers engineered and manufactured by General Motors would enjoy U.S. taxpayer support that the Detroit automaker wouldn't. Instead of picking winners and losers, Congress should use the simplest process it can that gives consumers, retailers, and manufacturers clarity and an even playing field. With this week's Automotive View, I'm Jamie Butters, host of the Daily Drive podcast and executive editor of Automotive News.